Proclamation number 6108 of 14th of November, 1954. Aim of God, eternal life. Free will. Giving you eternal life is the aim I have set for myself from the very beginning. For I want to shape you into beings which are active in eternal bliss, which therefore live and create in full possession of light and strength. My aim is for you to achieve this bliss. And yet, you must carry out this transformation yourselves, which is the prerequisite for eternal life. For although my power is unlimited, I nevertheless cannot shape you like this out of my power, because it is not my aim to have will-less creatures close to me, but I want to have children around me who have freely attained perfection, whose bliss I can continually increase and in whose bliss I myself also want to take pleasure. Children of my love, you shall become in free will. This is my plan of salvation from eternity, which I will also pursue until I have reached my aim. But endless times will still pass until everything that has come forth from me, everything created, will have reached perfection. However, since it is not my work alone but remains your own work, my love is always anxious to help you, to guide you onto the right path, to inform you of your task and to influence you in every way so that your will now carries out what results in your and also my beatitude. And this is only ever possible through my word, which clearly and understandably informs you of my will, the fulfillment of which is also equal to the fulfillment of your earthly task. Roman 1, as your God and Creator of eternity, constantly remain in contact with you, my living creations, through my word. And my address also proves to you the one who created you. My address is for my children who shall recognize their father in me, who shall feel my love so that they'll learn to love me and long for me. If I have achieved that they show love towards me, then they will also strive towards me, and then I will have won them for eternity. For then they will also reach the degree of perfection which will let them become blissfully happy. Then they will shape their nature and free will towards love, and then I will have achieved my aim. But I do not force a person to accept my word. And that is why so many people still hold back from me. They don't give me the opportunity to let my love shine upon them. They turn away from every gracious opportunity. They flee the places where they could receive unmeasured if they were willing. These prolong the time of their distance from me myself, and I must respect their will. Once, however, I safely reach my aim. Yet if they own sorrow, my creatures prolong the time of their wretchedness, for they are in a state of death, and only when they desire to live do they withdraw the life force from my word. Only when they let me myself speak to them will they be permeated by my strength of love and begin to live. But then they will also be blessed and remain blessed for all eternity. Amen.